The Justice Department is offering a new incentive to foreigners who provide information related to the September 11th attacks. It will reward their cooperation with long-term visas that allow them to remain in the United States. The Bush administration has been under fire from members of Congress, civil libertarians, and American Muslims for the biggest campaign of detention since World War II. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
For weeks, the Justice Department refused to release the names or the charges against any of the 1,200 people it had detained since September 11th. This week, Attorney General John Ashcroft responded to the mounting criticism by releasing the names of about 100 of the detainees who are being held on criminal charges. One of those would appear to be Agus Budiman, an Indonesian who was in federal court yesterday in Alexandria, Virginia. A federal magistrate ordered Budiman held over for a possible trial after prosecutors presented affidavits showing that he had ties to some of the hijackers, including Mohammed Atta. In addition, federal authorities say alleged terrorist Ramzi bin al-Shib twice used Budiman's name in unsuccessful attempts to enter this country. Bin al-Shib is the man the FBI has identified as the suspected 20th hijacker, and he's now the subject of a worldwide manhunt. Budiman's court-appointed attorney, Mark Thrash, said his client never met bin al-Shib and has only a passing acquaintance with Mohammed Atta. And he said the government was building a case, in his words, using smoke and mirrors.
If I pumped gas into Mohammed Atta's car on one occasion, the public would look askance at me. The man's name is anathema in this country, as well it should be. So any association would cast suspicion.
The detentions amount to a campaign of ethnic profiling against America's Muslim and Arab communities, says Yasser Bushnak. Bushnak is with Solidarity USA, a coalition of Muslim groups organized to provide support and legal counsel to those who've been detained. He says Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians are facing now what Japanese Americans went through in World War II.
Every time this country came out of those experiences to find out too many years after that they did a mistake, that they weren't fair to whoever, you know, they targeted. And unfortunately, we are repeating the same scenario. But this time, you know, the targeted entities are the Muslims, are the Arabs, and the South Indian people. And this is the way, you know, how the community feels about it.
Along with the detentions, the Bush administration is also being criticized for its plan to interview about 5,000 foreigners here from countries with suspected ties to terrorism. Yesterday, President Bush defended the detention policy and the interviews. He said America's laws are being enforced fairly and in full.
We're saying, welcome to America. You've come to our country. Why don't you help make us safe? Why don't you share information with us? Why don't you help us protect innocent people, women and children and men? Why don't you help us value life? As you enjoy the freedoms of our country, help us protect those freedoms.
While American Muslims and civil libertarians are upset about the administration policy, most Americans are not. According to a new NPR Kaiser Family Foundation Kennedy School of Government poll, 64% of Americans believe that the basic rights of the people who've been detained are being protected. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.